In the gospel reading today, we hear about St. John the Baptist sending two of his disciples to ask our Lord if he is the one that is to come, or are they to look for another? Now, obviously, with John the Baptist in prison, knowing that the end of his life has about arrived, he recognizes that the task that God had given to him appears to have been fulfilled. He was sent to prepare the way of the Lord. He was sent to prepare the hearts of the people to turn them back to God the Father. And that's exactly what he had done. But now the question is this the one? The one that I have seen, the one that I saw, the skies open and the Holy Spirit descend upon, is he really the one now? A couple of years later, who are we looking at? And so Jesus says, go and tell them what you've seen. The blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, all these different things. And those are the signs that demonstrated who Jesus was. In other words, it wasn't just enough to be able to say, yep, I'm the one. Any of us, in our arrogance, could try to say something like that, and obviously it would be completely fake and false. And so the Lord points to the various signs that he was working to be able to show John the Baptist that, in fact, this is the right one. This is the fulfillment of everything. And so we ask ourselves, then why do we not see that so much anymore? There still are some miracles that happen, but it's not as necessary for the Lord to do those things because he has already demonstrated who he is. But he's working miracles on a much greater level. Yes, it's a wonderful thing when someone gets healed in whatever way, but spiritually, the healing that is necessary is so much greater. And if we even just look at that list of things that he talked about, how many of us can say, that's me? Not just one of those things, the blind see and the deaf hear and so on. Oh no, the whole list. Spiritually, I was blind. Spiritually, I was deaf. Spiritually, I was lame. Spiritually, I was a leper. Spiritually, I was dead. And look at what God did. Open the eyes of my heart, open the ears of my heart, open my soul so that I could walk at the freedom of the children of God. Raise me back from the dead that I was in my sin so that now I could live in Christ. There isn't a greater miracle. If somebody is raised from the dead, like for instance what our Lord did with Lazarus or a couple of the other people that he had raised, those people are going to die again. And it's being physically raised from the dead. Now, chances are that obviously if someone has that happen to them, they're probably going to have a bit of a conversion as well. But it's the conversion that's the greater miracle. We will all ooh and ah because someone's sight was given back when they didn't have it, or someone could hear when they were deaf or whatever. But isn't it far greater if spiritually those things happen, even if they're not able to be physically, or even if they're not physically healed? Remember the man that came to Padre Pio, and he was blind, and he asked Padre Pio if he could be healed. Padre Pio looked at him and said, yes, you can be healed, but if you are willing to remain in the blindness, you will save your soul and many others with you. He said, then I will stay blind. There was a greater healing that happened to that man. He had enough faith to be healed physically, and yet he had enough charity that he was able to maintain in his physical ailment because there was a spiritual healing that was so, so much greater. That's the part that each one of us needs to look at. And recognize that in each person who converts, that doesn't necessarily mean from paganism or even from Protestantism to Catholicism, but each one of us, baptized Catholic, who maybe had gone astray at some point, what happened that suddenly we woke up? What happened that the scales fell from our eyes? What happened that suddenly We were interested to be able to hear the word of God, which we had heard hundreds of times and paid absolutely no attention. Why suddenly did the ears of our souls work when we kept them plugged for years? Those are the greater miracles, and those are still happening. Because as extraordinary and wonderful as it is, if someone can be healed in whatever physical way, infinitely greater is the salvation of their soul. If they can go to heaven, how much greater is that than if they're physically healed and lose their salvation? Which also reminds us that if we've asked God to heal us of this or that ailment, and he doesn't, it's probably for our good. Chances are that if we didn't have some of the problems that we have, we'd probably be out doing some pretty stupid things. So God allows us to deal with some of these things to keep us on the right track, but also gives us something to be able to offer up. Because we all know that we have more than enough sins that we have to make reparation for. So if we have different problems and ailments, we can offer them in reparation for our sins. We can offer them also for others, for their conversion, for the reparation of their sins. And so all of it can be brought about for the greatest good. And of course, remember, God only wants the best for you. So if it is somehow better for you to be healed, that's exactly what he's going to do. But if there's a greater healing and there's something even better that's going to come from you accepting whatever this difficulty is, then that's what he's going to do. So he's not going to waste anything. Now, again, you might look at it and think, well, physically I'm doing okay, but my real problem is my spouse or my kids or my next door neighbor or whatever. Wouldn't it be nice if God just removed them? Not necessarily, because that's your way to heaven. That's your way to grow in virtue, which is exactly why God put them right there. And if the day will come when you have achieved all the virtue that you can obtain from that person, then God will take care of it from there. But in the meantime, try to see the good that God is bringing from it. Even when we look at ourselves and see our past blindness and deafness and lameness and everything else, God isn't even going to waste that. I suspect if you look back on some of the things that you've done that are not things you're happy about, you've actually probably been able to talk to somebody else who's gotten themselves in some kind of trouble. And because of the very things that you had done, you're able to help that person. And so God brings good out of evil. And so don't beat yourself up about what you used to do. Just praise God that you're not doing it anymore. Don't beat yourself up because you used to be blind and deaf and dumb and everything else. Just praise God that you can see and hear and speak. That's what we have to be about. And see how he is working everything for good. It's exactly what St. Paul tells us. Everything works for good for those who love the Lord. And so that's whatever the circumstances are. If there are physical ailments, if there are struggles and difficulties, if there are relational problems, if there are whatever it is, he's not going to waste any of it. We waste a lot of it. And we waste a lot of time and effort wringing our hands and going over and over and over with foolishness. We just need to accept and try to look at it from God's perspective, see what it is that he's doing. If we can look back and see that there was a day when spiritually we were blind and deaf and dumb, and God turned that to good and healed all that, then we can look at whatever is going on today and recognize that God is present in that too. And he's going to bring about healing through these means, and he's going to bring good from it. So if we can just try to see it that way, then we can even rejoice in the struggles and the difficulties. Not because they're fun, not because they're pleasant, but because they help us to see where there's still some blindness or some deafness or some lameness or whatever, and that's what God is trying to heal. He wants us then to cooperate and to be able to grow in virtue. So it's all for the good, even the things that don't look very good. God will bring it all about to be able to help us to grow. So if we can see it that way, then we can look at our Lord and recognize that the very signs that he gave to John the Baptist to demonstrate who he was, they still happen today. Not so much in the physical way, even though they still do, but far more importantly in the spiritual way. And not just for this person or that. Each one of us can look at it and say, everything that he said, that was me.